Okay, we hear you, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Charles Eagle Campos, 297637.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 6, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Campos?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Okay.
Are you representing yourself, sir?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Usually we conduct these hearings by video conference. We're having some technical issues, so we're doing this by telephone. So in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Campos and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, Mr. Campos, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Campos. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Camino Razor Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 27, 2017 for the TASC GCMS lab report dated July 24, 2017. Mr. Campos, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number three, is demonstrated by you traveling out of state of Arizona on or about July 10, 2017, without obtaining a written travel permit from your assigned parole officer. Mr. Campos, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And finally, allegation number three, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by a failure to report to the South Mountain Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit with your parole officer on or about July 13, 2017, as verbally directed on June 10, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Campos, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Campos' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. You were breaking up. I didn't understand.
Just 1 second, sir. Agreed upon by Mr. Neal. I'm sorry, seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Campos, can you hear me?
Yes, you're kind of totally breaking up a little bit.
Okay, hold on. Let me adjust my microphone here. Is that any better?
Yes, yes, sir. I believe
that. It may have been blocked a little bit by my lapel. What we just did is we made a motion to pass your hearing from phase one to phase two. So you were found in violation of your conditions of supervision, but that's only the first phase of this hearing.
Okay.
So we are now going to move to the second phase, and this is the important phase. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But Before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our in-house community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. So if you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board.
Okay. Great.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Campos was released from ADC custody on 4/17/2017 and arrested on 5/16/2018 by Glendale PD. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 5/16/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/19/2018 with 307 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior convictions, none. First term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 2-1. Has a mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms and supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 1978, theft, California, juvenile probation. 1980, assault with a deadly weapon, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1988, forgery, California, felony conviction, probation. 1990, stolen property, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1992, stolen property, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1999, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2002, forgery, Washington, felony conviction, state prison. 2005, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2013, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G1, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Campos.
I thought it was my turn to speak up now.
No, what I'm going to do is make a quick review of your case supervision summary.
Oh, okay.
And you will be given an opportunity to speak to the board in detail.
Okay.
But I'm going to go down your supervision summary first. It looks like that you were released from prison with an approved residence at TLC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Pardon me. You approved to move in with your girlfriend at 6027 West Ald Avenue, Unit 205, Glendale, Arizona, on May 25th, 2017. No other residence was approved. So after that date, Mr. Campos, where did you live?
We were staying with a guy, ended up living on the streets because we weren't together anymore. These were my wife. My wife was very, very, very sick. She has a kidney and a liver transplant for the last 23 years. It's a miracle that she's been living this long. And at the time moment, she got really, really sick to where I know it was wrong on my part that I should have got a hold of my parole officer and got permission. But at the time being, she was really sick, and I couldn't take that chance that either she's going to pass away or not. So I immediately took her down to Riverside Community Hospital, to Dr. Wall Street, primary doctor. And I ended up calling my parole officer. I did get a hold of him, and I told him where I was at. Yes, I did make a mistake by not contacting him, and I feel wrong for that. But my wife, I can't bear the fact that I beat in here and she passed away on me. Yes, it was wrong, but I took that chance because I couldn't face myself with that tragedy if it ever occurred. Now, I got my job. I have an apartment. I have my job. I know I should have got a hold of my promotion. It was my mistake. Yes, I know. My mistake. But I do have a job. And I do have an apartment. And I'm doing fine. And I have my job back. And I just don't want to lose my apartment. So if the board can see and understand, I really highly appreciate if I can keep continue on parole, and I promise the board and the parole department that I would do my honor to get off this parole in all the right manners that I can. I'm not here to play games. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all this. I want to go home and take care of my wife. She's going under surgery July 7th, I think, for her thyroid glands. We don't know if it's cancerous or not, but I'm worried about her, and if anything, I wish the board would see and understand. And yet, on the other hand, I understand my violations, my wrong. And I deeply apologize to you and the board and to the poor board.
Thank you, sir. And please accept our sympathy for your wife. I do want to understand something. You said Riverside Community Hospital. So do you mean that you got her admitted into a hospital in Riverside, California? Or what did you mean?
In California.
Okay. And is Riverside, California where your wife lives now?
No, she's up here in Arizona. She's out here in Arizona.
How did she get transferred from California to Arizona?
I had took her in her car down there to Riverside Community Hospital in California.
No, but I mean, where is she being seen now?
Oh, she's here in Arizona. You know, and she's going to be going to surgery to up here in Arizona, say down in California.
Okay, so she's not living in California anymore?
No, sir. She's up here. She's been up here for the last 5-6 years.
Okay.
And when we go to the doctors up here, they had no knowledge of her background or anything. So we took it upon to take it down there to California to a primary doctor because he's the one performing the liver and kidney transplant. So he knows all about her. So, and she was very ill. And I took that chance and I should have called the went through the procedures. But I just felt that I couldn't wait that long to get her approved because I just was nervous and worried about her.
Okay, we have some program. Oh, well, let me back up. You said you have a job, an apartment. So
yes,
what is that job?
Yeah, Gecko Enterprise.
And this apartment, is that the one on Olive Avenue? Or where?
No, sir. It's on 5330 West Gardena, Glendale.
We have some programming notes that you assigned a task for the color code program for random urine screen with the assigned color of olive.
Excuse me?
I'm talking about your analysis history, Mr. Campos.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So we only have 3 tests before you absconded, and the first one was negative. But the second one was diluted, and on June 27, 2017, you had a positive for methamphetamine. So, do you have an ongoing problem with methamphetamine abuse?
Yes, but I understand. But I'm completely done with it. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of my... If I can get out in my parole officer, I will do my best. It would be a better structure for me to have to get out on parole so when I can prove to not only you, but to myself, that I can make it. I know I can. I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. It's wrong, and I'm tired of it. I just want to go home, take care of my wife, and live a happy life. And I know if I get on parole, I will do everything in my power to make sure that I'm a successful person in society.
Okay, Mr. Campos, when's the last time let me back up here. Is methamphetamine the only drugs that you use? I noticed you had a narcotics history. Did you have any history with heroin, too?
No, I did and I didn't. You know, I don't really use that heroin. You know, it just, I don't know, being stupid sometimes, you know. It's all stupid. It's all wrong. It's all wrong. It doesn't matter what drug it is, it's all wrong.
And when's the last time you used methamphetamine?
It was 2 days prior to me getting arrested. Okay. I was doing good. I stayed away from you for 6 months and came up on my way and I got weak and I did it and I was feeling really bad and that night I went out and I got arrested and I'm staying in my side, saying to myself, well, this is what you get for being dumb. Now you're back incarceration and that's how I feel about it.
Okay, so you also were stopped prior to absconding for drinking beer, so did you have ongoing issues with alcohol?
Yes, I do. I work hard and I don't drink much, but when I drink. And yes, it's like I work hard every day out there, and I feel that a beer or two or three, it wasn't hard, but it did because I'm on parole, and yes, it was wrong.
Mr. Compass, let me ask you a quick question. I'm not going to get very personal as to conditions, but how is your health? How is your health right now?
My health is fine.
Okay. We'll ask some standard questions here. You're missing from community supervision for 307 days. So what were you doing for all that time? You were missing for 307 days. What were you doing during that time? You were missing from community supervision for 307 days. You made no contact with your parole
officer. Oh, yes, okay, I understand. I was working, I was going home, I was working, taking care of my wife, make sure she's okay. I was doing my best to make sure that she's never get sick, because it's like, at any time, if anything wrong, she could pass away. And I was doing my best to make sure, and yes, I should have done my community service, I should have got hold of her, and I didn't. But I was working, and it's the first time ever in my life have I ever got an apartment for myself. And I felt really good about myself, and I feel good about it, and I knew it was wrong because I never got a hold of my professor, showing him that I did come up and I did prove myself that I could work and get an apartment and live in society. And I feel really bad about this.
Okay, you know? Sir. A little follow-up question. You're working for Deco Enterprises. What is Deco? What is Deco Enterprises?
Deco, we do underground work. We lay conduit pipe for the electricians, for the housing, for the streetlights, for buildings, for whatever it is that to do. That's what we do. We lay conduit, the pipe for the electricians.
Okay, Mr. Compass, you've only been in the Arizona correction system one time, but you have a tremendous history inside of California. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer? You must have known this was important for your community supervision.
Yes, I do know. For the reason why I explained it is because my wife, you know, she had a kidney and liver transplant 20 years ago, and if she gets sick and anything can happen to her liver and kidney, she's gonna pass away. And I couldn't bear myself being incarcerated if she ever passed away. And I would never let myself down. And it's like I took that chance and going to make sure she was fine. And it was wrong. Yes, I knew it was wrong. And I understand. It was all wrong. And I should and when I did get a hold of him, you know, I told him where I was at. And I stood there for another 2.5 months, 2 months, make sure she was okay. And then I came back, should have got a hold of my parole officer. I know that. I know I should have. But I got my job back, and I wanted to establish a place to give her so we can get back together and I can be around her to take care of her.
Okay.
And, go ahead, sir.
Yes. You were arrested by the Glendale Police Department.
Yes.
What happened that caused Glendale PD to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I had told him, he pulled me over, and I had told him Sir, I said, let's get this over with. I'm absconding. I'm a parole violator, and I'm absconding. And he says, okay. And I'm being honest with him. You know, I had my ID, it was in my house. I said, I don't have it on me, but I'm absconding. So,
were you under the influence of methamphetamine?
Excuse me?
Were you under the influence of methamphetamine?
Yes, I was, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being honest. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Turner.
Yes, I'd like to note for the record that on 7/31/2017, absconder reduction program letter from relative to the following addresses. 6027 West Olive Avenue, number 205, Glendale, Arizona, 85302. And 17242 North 16th Drive, number 5, Phoenix, Arizona, 85023.
Thank you, sir. Again, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions. I have no questions from fellow board members, Mr. Campos. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything with us that you have already told the board. You've been very open. But is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know?
No, that's basically what I have to say, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Campos. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Campos. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, Mr. Campos absconded from community supervision for 307 days. It sounds like that he has had some ongoing issues with methamphetamine, and while I do empathize with him having health problems with his wife, he also left the state of Arizona without the permission of his parole officer. And based on his extensive total history, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision. I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2017-W2548, as well as our discussion with Mr. Campos and information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Campos was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Campos.
Yes, sir.
Your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about October 19, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time, but it is just a matter of months.
Yes, sir.
And frankly, it's a little less than 4 months now. So we highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, especially programs like AA or NA, and put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We recognize that you're dealing with a spouse who is ill, that you secured work while you're on the outside, so hopefully you can make some arrangements to return to work when you are released from the Department of Corrections. And we do wish you a safe and productive return to the community, and a strong encouragement to deal with any issues you've had regarding drugs and alcohol. It sounds like that's been a problem for you. So again, if there's any programming that's available to you inside, we would also encourage you to make plans for seeking treatment when you return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Campos, we'd appreciate it if you'd give a phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Excuse me. That means I'll be having no parole or nothing when I get out.
Yes, when you get out, you'll be, unless something bad happens between now and then inside the correction system.
No, there'll
be no community corrections officer, no parole officer. You'll be free to go back to work. without oversight of a parole officer.
Okay. I thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, sir.